Listening Library presents The Doll People Set Sail by Anne M. Martin and Laura Godwin. Read for you by Jane Entwistle. Chapter 1. Punished. If Annabelle Doll had known that the biggest adventure of her life, an adventure both terrifying and exhilarating, lay only a week away, she wouldn't have believed it. This was because she'd just been on an unexpected adventure, and also because it was hard to concentrate on any thought when she was being flown through the air like a bumblebee by a sticky six-year-old. "Bzzz, bzzz," Nora Palmer said loudly, as she whooshed Annabelle in dizzying arcs through the hallway, into her sister Kate's room, past a window, and back into the hallway. Annabelle could smell marshmallow on Nora's fingers.
"Bzzz, bzzz,
little bee. What are you doing inside on a nice summer day? You're supposed to be outside with the flowers. Be careful, or someone will swat you." Nora paused. "I got a fairy swatter for my birthday, you know. It would work just fine with bees." "Except that I'm a doll, not a bee," thought Annabelle, as Nora buzzed her once again through Kate's room and past the doll's house, where she could see her porcelain family posed stiffly in the spot where Kate had left them earlier. Annabelle tried to catch her brother's eye, but Bobby knew better than to move when a human was present. He refused to turn his head even a fraction of an inch. Annabelle was then whisked back down the hall, into Nora's room and over the Funcrafts house, where Nora had tossed Annabelle's best doll friend, Tiffany Funcraft.